What's going on, good folks? You know, tapping in today. Definitely want to put something out there and just see what my people's take is on it, you know. It's more of an open scribe. You know, it's a little bit rainy out here, but hey, man, the rain makes it all the better. You dig? So today, you know, I want to talk about, like, just your circle of friends and, like, just in general, like, you know what I mean? Be it you, anybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, whoever you deem yourself as being, whatever the case may be, you deem yourself as being friends with, associates, yada, 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 right? So my thing is, I like to govern myself, right? I don't like to allow the world to discipline me. I'd rather discipline myself, you know what I'm saying, and let, you know, hey, man, you know, you tell yourself, like, hey, you know, maybe you shouldn't do that, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you should do it this way. Or, you know, be careful when you go out because you don't know, you know, stuff like that. When I say discipline, keeping yourself disciplined, keeping your mind sharp, and staying on point at all times. You know, because there are people out here that do not have the best interest for you. It could be your own friends. There are people out here. Let me say that again. There are people out here that would love to see you crash out, crash and burn, and literally, they would feel like, man, they would be thankful. They don't care if you got kids. They don't care if you got your family. They don't care about none of that. You know what I'm saying? Your wife, your husband, whatever. You know, and We gotta be a little bit more better with the people we choose, you know what I'm saying, to be around. We gotta be a little bit better with the type of characters that we allow around us, you know, because a lot of the time when you're not seeing your blessing like flourish or you're not seeing something come to fruition that you manifested, it's because of the people you have around you. You know, I'm not just talking about your friends. I'm talking about family members too. Family members are probably the worst kind because you automatically think that, hey, you know, my cousin gonna rock with me or my sister or my brother gonna rock with me. It has been proven in history that if Cain killed Abel, which they were brothers, and I'm, you know, just speaking historically and just, you know, what my grandmother told me growing up, what makes you think your friend won't, if you do something and if you're accomplishing things or if you have something that they want and they're not getting it, you know, what makes you think somebody won't put something in the air and be like, hey, man, I think, you know, at, you know, and then you like, and then they plant that seed in your head. And then the next thing, you hated that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you hating that person. When in all actuality, that person ain't never said nothing about you or never gave you any negative energy. Like, they probably gonna root for you the most. Let me tell you something. I started my podcast because I felt the need that there's some things we don't talk about in my community. I'm half black and half Hispanic. There's some things that we don't talk about in our community, and I feel that these things need to be touched on. And I'm a type of person where I don't care about a person's, like, they got a side with me or they got to do all of that. Nah, I don't care. And it can be what it's going to be. You know, I move a certain way because I move that way. Nobody can tell me. Nobody controls what I do. Nobody. Other than me praying, and, you know, I pray to Allah and I keep it moving. I do what I got to do. And I stand firm on what I believe in. I also stand firm on just being 100 with myself at all times. Like, I'm not out here lying to nobody. I'm not out here trying to act like I'm something that I'm not. You know, I'm just me, and that's the cleanest thing I could give anybody is being loyal and being real, you know? And sometimes people don't even like, they don't like that. Even though you're being honest with somebody, right? You're telling them the truth. People are like, man, I just want to hear the truth. Okay, I'm going to give you the truth. You know, that it sucks. Or you can't, I mean, like, just telling your friend do music, okay? you listen to some songs, and you like, all right, you about to be ahead, because naturally you're going, you know, man, got to, nah, bro, this suck, man. Nah, sis, this ain't it. You got to switch it up. Like, nah, we got to start being honest with one another, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't walk around me. Don't tiptoe around me, because I'm not going to tiptoe around you. My feet are going to be planted firmly all the time. So what I want to do is I want to motivate the listeners just to think, just think about it, right? You got to watch the energy you keep, right? Watch the shifty-eyed people, man. All those shifty-eyed people, man, their eyes be all moving around and all of that. Watch that, man. Now, sometimes people do look around because they might be nervous or whatever. Ooh. But if it's just you and that individual and y'all can't have a conversation, and the conversation is consistent of either him or her moving around it and not really wanting to talk about it, or just not really giving you the energy that they supposed to, man, cut them folks off, man. I don't care how long y'all been friends. I don't care if y'all been friends for 40 years. You know what I'm saying? My mother told me she had a friend that she was friends with for, I think, well over, yeah, about almost 30 to 40 years or something like that. And although she had probably been a little bit more successful in life than my mom, but my mom always made sure she was on her, you know, on her stance. Like, she, you know, she took care of me, did what she did, just me and her, you know. And her friend was jealous of her. And I'm like, man, yo. And as a kid, I'm like, how could you be jealous of a person that doesn't, that has less than you? But in all actuality, that can happen. A person that has more than you could be jealous of you, because they may not be happy with what life has given them. They either they want more, or they want what you have. If you have a good relationship a good marriage, or if you have a good relationship with your kid's father, ladies or fellas, if you got a good relationship with your kid's mother, like, and y'all not together, you don't think that there's somebody behind, like, man, how they doing this, bro? Like, people have told me this. You know what I'm saying? Like, actually said, yo, man, I don't see how you and your kid's mother, you know, work like that, and you good with her husband. I said, because, bro, man, I'm 100. I stand firm on everything, man. I'm out here moving shifty. You know what I'm saying? I don't have feelings. I said, you gotta have feelings to be invested in that type of energy in order to be jealous or be mad because somebody is, you know, doing something in their life that you may not have done. Yeah, you gotta be a jealous individual, or just downright sick in the head. You know? And you gotta cleanse yourself for people, man. You gotta watch these people, man. Watch them. Keep your eye open. You know? And the more and more you do that, the more and more I'm starting to see that the people I choose not to hang around, and I just choose sometimes to be by myself, the happier I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I my energy is good, unless I'm just having a bad day, which is very, honestly, very rare, unless, you know, I'm going through something in which I have experienced recently. But for the most part, man, look, I'm by myself. if I'm not with my kids, or one of the other, I'm not with my daughter, I'm not with my son, I'm chilling, man. Because I do not want nobody's negative energy. I don't want nobody's negative nothing around me, man. I want all positive. I want to be able to look my friends in the eyes and be like, yo, I am proud of you. I'm proud of what you're doing. Now, I mean, keep doing it. Keep winning. Like, you know, and really mean it. Like, not just saying that because it sounds good. Nah, because you actually really mean, I mean, like, you know what? You mean the world to me, bro. Because you really doing something, but, or you might, you doing something and you rooting for me. You don't have to do that. Like, most of the people that supported my podcast when I came out, you know, some friends are still consistent, but it was strangers, people that didn't even know me, saying, hey, man, yo, I like what you're doing, bro. It's dope, you know, and keep doing it, man. We need somebody like you. I'm like, all right, bet. And that's what always kept my energy, like, yo, you know what? I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep talking. Like, I'm going to keep spreading whatever word I can spread, and I'm going to keep putting positive energy out there, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to keep, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to keep talking to the people. I don't care what you are, black, white, gay, straight, left or right, we all can use some motivation in our life, right? We all can use somebody giving us some type of guidance. Like, man, you know, hey, bro, that might not be for you, man. Like, I had somebody tell me, like, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? Real solid person, too. I mean, some people see things that you don't see. Because sometimes we be blinded behind what it is that we think we need. And it's not for you. So sometimes you got to open your eyes and be like, all right, yo. Or you just ask God or speak to the universe. You know, show me. Show me what's not for me. Show me who's for me and who's not. Remove. I ask that you remove who's around me that is not for me. Or just doesn't have they have like an ill will for me. And my grandma used to tell me that, you know, she said, say that, you know, Pally, like, you know, if you can't see it, God can see it. If you know what I'm saying, if you can't focus on and see who's for you and who's not, then that, trust me and believes, God will see it. And I, sure enough, I do that. I'll be the first one to be like, man, look, God, I don't know, man. This person, woo. And if you can, you know what I mean, remove the people out of my life that don't need to be in it, that's holding me back from seeing my blessing. And I started losing family members. I started losing my friends, you know, associates, I should call them. It wasn't no damn friend of mine. People talking behind my back because they mad I got good stuff going on. They mad because I'm actually doing something with my life. Or they, you know, I'm just like, damn, son. Like, when I was messed up in the game and I didn't have nothing going on for myself, it was cool then. Oh, well, sure, if you're telling me, shorty don't like you, come to find out, you kicking my back in, and she, you know what I'm saying, and the girl do like, you know what I'm saying, so I learned a lot, man. I learned a lot from just being around I learned a lot from being around the negative people, because they taught me the stuff I'm preaching about. Like, they taught me about watching your friends, and watching people who you call your friend, and you know what I'm saying? Don't be so quick to embrace anybody, because it's the common thing to do. Because people can pass off negative energy too. Oh, let me tell you, people can come in and pass that energy off and leave you with it. And next thing you know, you trying to figure out, man, why am I so mad? Why am I so angry? Why am I screaming at anybody? You know what I'm saying? And you be all messed up. So all I'm saying out there, man, is protect your little bit of energy you got. I gotta protect my little energy, man, because it's pretty much all I got, you know. And if people are not who they say they are, remove them. It may hurt, because y'all may have a bond, y'all may have picked up a connection somewhere. But if you for 1 minute think this person, I don't know, man. Let me just kind of like just give them a chance, see what they on. But watch a person when they talk, man. Watch a person when they talk. If a person is talking about your accomplishment, and they using the words like your little this or your little that, or you know, and you see, they are not for you. They are not for you. How your little relationship going? Oh no, nah, my big relationship is good. You feel me? Like my big podcast is good. Like my big show is good. Like, yeah, that part. Let nobody break you, man. Let these folks know who you are and what you stand on. Don't let nobody make you feel weak. Don't let nobody make you feel like you the one that's crazy, because they the ones that's secretly hating on your life. Gotta remove these people, man. These folks is out here, and some of these people sold a job that they made for themselves to sit in the house. Man, I can't stand such and such. You know what? Every time I see them, I'm gonna get them negative. Man, you ain't doing nothing with your life. You ain't doing this, that, and third. They really be in the house plotting. A person ain't gotta try to kill you with a gun or a knife. The one thing that is the most powerful weapon in this world that can take a life or save a life is the tongue. Be careful how you speak to yourself. Be careful how you speak to others. You know what I'm saying? And don't let no weapon formed against you shall prosper, man. And that comes in every aspect of life. Not just an actual weapon. That weapon could be anything. It could be the mind. It could be the tongue. It could be the heart. It could, because some people out here, their hearts are dark, and it's unfortunate, but that's just the real on the real. You know, and we keep it peaceful. You know, because man, I seen some things, man, recently where I might have to remove some people out my circle, and it's gonna hurt. But I mean, I'm not trying to rock with nobody that's negative or don't want to see me or anybody around me get to their next step. You don't know what that person going through, and what they doing is making them so happy. You don't know what they deal with every day mentally. But you got the nerve to be in your bag talking about some man, whatchamacallit ain't doing nothing. That's such and such. That shit trash. Or this, that, and third. Nah. You don't know what it took for that person to get where they at today. Mentally. Because, man, some people mentally is messed up. And when I say that because I've been mentally, what I've been through. Losing friends. Not because I cut them off, but because it wasn't their time to go yet. Losing people, like, back to back, man. Really, like, you know, 2022 has been a trying year. A trying year for me, man. And I'm telling you, you know, when you get it together and you start really crushing everything, and you like, man, and look who's around you, right? Like, look who's really, yo, man. Like, look who's clapping for you. Like, yo, keep going, bro. Keep going, sis. Keep going. Like, yo, you killing it. Keep going. You know what I'm saying? Don't stop for nobody. That's the person you keep around you. That's the person you form a friendship or a bond or a relationship with. And you work off that energy. Because if you're around people that are not supporting you, they just around. Because you do have good energy. Man, they got to go. Or either you got to go. one thing of the... And I'm not going to do that, man. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to speak peace. And sometimes we all get caught up in certain things. And that's life, man. We human beings. I'm going to speak my opinion when it's needed. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, certain things I keep private to myself. Everything is not for everybody. I'm going to tell you that, too. Everything is not for everybody, people. Stop thinking that because a listening ear... A listening ear will, man, they'll listen to everything you're saying and turn it up on you. Be careful of a listening ear because it is sometimes a running mouth. You know what I'm saying? Be careful of that. You know? Protect your energy. Protect your friends. Protect, you know, what it is you need to protect. And watch them shifty-eyed individuals, man. Watch them. I guarantee you, the more you do this... My grandmother now, she ain't been wrong yet. The more you sit back and you chill, and you start to see like, all right, well, this person ain't around, that person ain't around, but you know what, my life is like, I'm happy, I'm not listening to this, I'm not sad, you know, I'm good, like I like this feeling, and then as you start liking that more and more, that's how you gonna start running, like moving, that's how you gonna, and that's why. You ain't gonna see me with 100 people. Nah, man, you ain't gonna see me with 100 people for what? My energy alone is 100 people. You feel me? The way I stand on my 10 toes alone and how I orchestrate what I do, I'm 100 people. I'm 100 people with good energy. You know what I'm saying? So, man, listen, man. Take it for what it's worth today, right? Build on top of what you're going to build on. Build your empire. Continue to build it. Your days off, don't take no days off. Continue working. And when it's all said and done, look back and see, like see who actually was like, yo, your biggest supporters and show love and who didn't show love. And be like, all right, man, I'm not mad at y'all. Because y'all only motivated me to do more and to do better. You know? I say that to say this, man. Anybody out there that's doing something with their life, I don't care how small it is right now, but the more and more you invest into it, the more and more you invest into yourself, it's going to grow and it's going to get big to the point where you're going to need all kinds of people around to help you run it. Keep going forth for your goal, man. keep moving forward for your goal and be happy that, you know what I'm saying? Be happy about what you're doing. Be thankful. Like, you know what, man? People out here doing some wicked stuff, bro. But I'm out here serving. I'm out here serving, you know, being a service to the people, a leader to the people. You know, I'm telling them my story. Now, you know what I'm saying? And it's so much more to me. It's so much more to me. You know what I'm saying? I could write a book, which I am. But it's so much more. And as time progresses on, you'll begin to see, you know, how accomplished you are, how beautiful your life is. And you don't need nobody around you to tell you that. You don't need nobody to tell you that you're beautiful. Because beauty could definitely be, it could be on the outside, but you could be dark on the inside. You could be ugly on the inside. Trust and believe. I met some people. I know some people right now that are beautiful on the outside and nasty on the inside. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you got to be able to distinguish who's who. And then you just cut, it's like the unwanted meat on the turkey and the chicken. Just cut them off. It's time to go, man. Time to go. But again, just putting out some motivation, putting out good vibes, and telling people, you know what I mean, keep going for your dream. No dream, no big, no small, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? It's going to grow. Keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Let these negative Nancys know out here, you know, you mean business. And, you know, if they got to go, let them go, man. Let them go. Let them walk on, man. Look, for real. I am a firm believer in protecting what I got, and I'm gonna protect my energy, man. You know, I gotta protect myself at all costs. And those around me that I do care for and I love, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna protect them at all costs. Even if they can protect themselves, it's just me. You know. It's just how I rock. But everybody out there, be good to yourself, love yourself. You know, if you're a praying person, your energy, whatever, you know what I mean? Talk to who you talk to and just live your life, man. Be good and be blessed and enjoy the weekend. It's Friday. You know what I'm saying? Love is love. Peace.